It is time now for date night. Joined in the studio by my favorite person, my husband, Brad Bednar, for our weekly segment in which we do cool things around the community and then talk about it. How are you?
I'm good. Happy pre-Halloween.
Happy pre-Halloween. Halloween Eve.
Halloween Eve, yeah. Well, pre-Halloween Eve.
Pre-Halloween Eve?
We'll cut the difference, yeah.
Okay. Is that better? You're not saving any time saying pre instead of Eve twice.
You make an excellent point, and to that I say, gotta go!
What? And that's date night, everyone. Good night.
No, wait, I'm back. Sorry.
Oh, good, yeah. Good. Yeah. So, cool. Halloween's coming up.
Yeah.
You actually went to UNC. I did not.
I
came to Chapel Hill when I was an old man.
What does that make you now?
An older man.
Okay, good.
Like Halloween Eve.
No, a post-old old man?
Sure.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, that
good.
Works. Yeah, I'm post-old. Post-old.
Yeah.
I like
post-old,
that.
Yeah,
there
you go.
Post-aged. Yeah, so I didn't get to do the Halloween, like, UNC student traditions. I've been to Franklin Street
right.
on Halloween, but I've been there as a reporter covering it, which is a different experience.
Yeah, I can imagine. And,
a little bit.
I had a good, college Halloween experience because I live in Spencer Dorm, which is right there. They're on the corner of Franklin and Raleigh, so
okay.
You're right there next to the planetarium. Like I was overlooking Franklin Street. Like I think every time we walk by the dorm, I point at it. Like that was my window. I lived
yes.
in 212.
Yep.
In that dorm, and got to watch from afar all of the Franklin Street happenings. But
you could have gone down. And
I did
joined.
Go down.
Okay.
I did go down one year. It's a lot. It was a lot of people back then.
You're talking about it like you're watching out your window, like Jimmy Stewart in a Rear Window. I wish I were down there.
No pictures, no telescopic lenses,
okay,
but definitely went down there. It was before they did Homegrown Halloween, so instead of it being, mere tens of thousands of people coming to town, it was
many
2.2
tens of thousands.
Million,
yeah.
I think was the count at last time. You kind of had to swim through a sea of people, quintessential Halloween experience. The one UNC experience that I missed out on is one that's draped in story and legend, right?
Gimgul Castle.
No, well, so the Gimguls, right?
Yeah.
There's Gimgul Castle out on Gimgul Lane, out past the Playmakers Theater.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, as story and legend goes, on Halloween night, they do a ceremony out in the woods behind the
right.
Forest Theater.
Yes.
When I was in school, I was in DiFi, which is the Debating Society. It's the oldest student organization at UNC. If you get a book from the library, everyone says that it's endowed from a grant from the Dialectic and Philanthropic Society. So,
right.
They every year would go out into the woods and try to catch a Gimgul on Halloween. No one was successful ever.
Uh-huh.
But that's kind of my one regret in college is that I wasn't hanging out in a tree on Halloween night just ready to drop bear on some unsuspecting person, right?
Is that a video game reference?
It's a lot of things references,
okay,
I think.
Good.
Yeah.
The week is young. You can go and camp outside that castle now and just hang out waiting. There's nothing saying you have to be a college student. It might help to be older because now you're wizened and crafty.
And can afford a lawyer.
Yeah.
I think there are some things that are acceptable to do, when you're in your 20s and you're irresponsible.
I'm not sure this is ever acceptable to skinny up a tree on private property and wait to drop down on someone.
Well, it's like the woods behind the Forest Theater, so I think it's public property, right? The university, the state owns it. My taxes pay for that tree that I'm going to drop out of.
Gimgul is in the woods behind the Forest Theater.
Well, no, they don't do it at Gimgul Castle. It'd be too easy to catch him there.
Oh.
They go away from the castle.
So they do it in Battle Park.
They do it in Battle Park area, yeah.
This is a part of the story I've not heard before.
Yeah, so apparently woods around Forest Theater you can go, but you can't do that when you're in your mid-30s, I'm going to say.
Uh-huh.
to be gracious to myself.
Your birthday's coming up. You're about to be undeniably late 30s.
I'm about to be post-mid-30s, and that's okay. I don't know what to do at Halloween now, because when you're a kid, you can go and eat candy. When
right.
you're in college, you can climb trees and drop on unsuspecting trail walkers
yes.
who may or may not be part of a secret society. Right now, all I know to do is to sit at home, turn out the lights, and hope that no kid's not knock on the door so I can eat all the candy that we
have
in the house.
Your obligation as an adult is to sit at home with a bowl of candy waiting for people to knock on the door. That's like your role to play as a wizened and an older adult citizen of
I don't like
of
that
Chapel
you keep
Hill,
calling me wizened.
Yeah, well, that's a synonym for
wizened
wise
yet.
And also old.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm neither wise nor old yet.
Sounds a little like withered, but it's not. It's like a complimentary version of that.
Yeah. I mean, and the opportunities to have like the Halloween fun beyond sitting at home doling out candy are limited. I just got an email yesterday from a client that we're going to see on Thursday. And they said, okay, great. Like, don't forget, guys, like after the client meeting, like we're going to have a Halloween costume contest.
Oh, man.
For all of our contractors. So this is a company.
This whole story is the oldest thing you've ever said.
It really is, right? It's a company that's hired a company that's hired us. And sure, like I'm gonna show up as, you know, Evan Hansen, like, and sit there and talk to them about their accounting needs. That's about the most fun you can have when you're 30 something.
Also about pretty, I think probably pretty accurate to like Evan Hansen's future life arc also.
You're probably not wrong.
I think Evan Hansen grew up to do exactly that.
Go into like random conference meetings dressed up as himself.
As himself, yes.
Yeah. Which is what I'm going to do. So, you know.
Because you can't be dressed otherwise than as yourself.
No, that's the whole point of the
exactly.
The whole point of the show. Yeah.
There you go. Okay. So kind of with that in mind, like we can take this and talk about like what adults can do on Halloween, which I think as an adult, if you're doing a Halloween thing, you're either going to a friend's costume party or you're sitting at home doling out candy, and that's just what it's going to be for Halloween.
Or both, when
or
we go
both,
to our friend Kristen's
right,
house,
exactly.
He's like, come to our house and have dinner.
And then we
watch
them
me
dole
give
out candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is great. The other thing that we can talk about is like, as a 30-something living in Chapel Hill, like, what are the quintessential UNC student activities that are still open and accessible to you that it's still like acceptable for you to do? On a given night, like, at what point do you become too old to go to He's Not? At what point do you become too old to rush Franklin Street when the Tar Heels win a game? At what point do you become too old to go to Franklin Street for Halloween night? Like, I think that varies based on the activity.
Yeah, you know, and I think you're right there. Like, I think you're never too old to rush Franklin Street, like, after a win,
correct.
Right? Like,
yeah.
You're never too old to like camp out at Topo and like watch the game.
Right.
I think. And this might be like a hot take on this. I think by the time you graduate, you're too old to go hang out at the college bar and like do He's Not anymore.
I'm okay with agreeing with that. I think that's fair.
I mean, I definitely am way past my He's Not days. And I think when you're 21, you might be past your He's Not days. That's maybe
like
shots
the day
fired.
After
yeah,
your 21st
yeah, yeah,
birthday.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Or your 21st birthday. This might be shots fired across the bow there.
Oh,
and He's Not.
Oh, that's a He's Not joke.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good question, right? Like, because like a lot of your quintessential UNC experiences are tied so much to like the student life, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's climbing the bell tower,
right.
Like even Halloween, like to a point, like even now that it's like homegrown, like you can't really park anywhere and you can't shuttle anywhere, so. What you're left with is the people who are at the university and then, like, the unfortunate people that are starting to be, like, gentrified out. Like, they can walk to the Chapel Hill, right?
I think they have parking this year.
Do they?
I think there's, like, one or two parking decks where, like, for special event, $20 fee, you can park in the lot. I'm not 100% sure, but based on the rules that we're getting from the town, I think the rules have been just slightly relaxed for this year.
So what you're saying is not a, you heard it here first, folks, but there's a possibility that maybe perhaps like we've started to swing the pendulum in the other direction.
And I think we're just kind of nudging the pendulum and hoping it doesn't swing any
further. Right,
like,
yeah.
Okay, we've gotten it to a manageable point. Now we can relax just a little bit while still trying to keep it manageable.
Yeah,
which was what I gathered from the email.
Right,
but we'll talk to the police later, and we'll get the full scoop on what the rules are.
But yeah, you know, it's funny. Like as you said, like what are my college experiences that I can do? I feel they're all gated by the fact that like I'm in my 30s now and like live in Durham and have moved away from the university. Right? Like, there's the things that everybody can take part in. Like you can go like to games, you can walk the campus, you can do tours, enjoy iconic Franklin Street, but like I think so much of the student life at a certain point in time, like is reserved for the students, right? Like, it's part of that rite of passage of leaving college that, you know, you no longer get to streak through the undergraduate library because you're,
wait,
you're graduating.
You can't?
No,
oh, hang on.
That is, just, yeah. You might want to cancel those plans.
Wednesday is just completely ruined now.
Yeah. Also, I don't think you can go to the library at midnight and wait for the seniors to go and streak, because that's also
yeah,
a little tacky,
I would
right?
agree with that. Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, I think student life, like from my take, and maybe this is the fact that I'm almost post mid 30s, is like
you're
gated
post mid 30s.
I'm pre post mid 30s.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of that stuff is just reserved for them, and that's okay, right? Like, I didn't get a drop bear on somebody. But
someone may in the future, and you can live vicariously through
them. Live through me, students. Go out to the Forest Theater on Halloween, skip Franklin Street, hunt down a person wandering through, tackle them, and ask them if they're a Gim Ghoul and if they can grant you a wish.
Date Night feature ended today after Brad Bednar went on the air and encourage people to commit crimes right.
But do it responsibly.
Oh, do it responsibly,
yes.
Do it in
manner.
A responsible, legal, respectable manner.
Also in costume.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. And that is date night for this week. Did we even get to any date night portion of this week?
Hey, listen, it's my segment. It can be whatever I want it to be.
Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.